Hey guys, welcome to the Just Cuz podcast. Yo cuz, tell them what we talk about on our podcast.
We talk about what the f*** we want to talk about on our podcast.
Okay, so if you enjoy this, please like, subscribe, follow us on all platforms, and help us get our podcast to the top. What up, cuz? What up, what up, what up? Episode, I don't know, I forgot, but what's up? What it do?
What up, cuz?
Oh my gosh, what was that?
What up,
what's wrong? What's wrong with you?
I think we already know what's wrong.
Let's go, Portland. Let's go, Portland. You're bounced in the first round.
That last little sounded really funny. You couldn't get it out.
Hey, you dude, couldn't. I'm fat. What do you want me to say? Hey. Don't try to twist it because you guys got bounced in the first round like I told you
like,
you would.
We played like shit. You didn't tell us we would. First of all, you
last
were
episode, last
you were
episode,
all about Portland
last episode.
Winning. Every time I talk to you this week, yeah, they're going to win. Yeah, they're going to win. Yeah, we got this. You were hopping back on.
But I did say in the last episode that you guys are going to lose in the first round.
You're dumb. This sucked. It was a bad game. We deserve to lose. They outplayed us.
How did Dame do tonight?
Not great.
I didn't get to watch it.
He put up 30 points and 14 assists, but he shot really bad, especially in quarter four. I think he went like 1 for 8.
Oh, that's where you need him too. That's where he's supposed to be.
We had
that's where Dame Dollar's supposed to come alive.
We had a 14 point lead midway. Well, not midway through the third, but in the third, and then they went on a run, and we couldn't stop them, and Nurk was in foul trouble again, and dude,
he's in foul trouble every game.
He fouled out three out of the six games. Half the time he fouled out. That's crazy.
And some of them are like petty fouls too. Like he should know better.
Some of them weren't his fault too. You know, like when the ball handler has him set a screen, doesn't let him set it. You know, those are the fouls. Some of them were dumb ticky tack fouls too, and then some were him getting offensive fouls like charge fouls and stuff called on him. But it was just CJ's averages went down through the playoffs. That's not good. Your averages shouldn't go down.
No.
Yeah. Whatever, though. You know, it was a good season. Good season.
Another one for Portland, dude.
Terry Stotts is gone.
You think so? I was gonna get to that. Like, dude, it's so hard for me because we all know how coaching goes. You got to win. So I could sit here and say he's a good coach all day, but at the end of the day, he hasn't won with you guys. But I just feel like also when I look at your guys' roster, I know when you hate when I say this, but you guys aren't made to match any of the top teams right now. You guys have one star on your team. That's it, dude. And I'm not even saying the second guy has to be a star, but he has to be pretty close. Like, pretty close, and you guys ain't got nobody, bro. Your bench isn't really that great either.
Our bench is all right. Could be better, obviously. I mean, Anthony Simmons will get more play time next year now that Gary Trent's gone, and that'd be nice. I don't know why they stopped. They didn't have a Cantor in the rotation. Like, barely at all this series. It was really weird. So, I mean, if we keep Cantor next year coming off the bench, that'll be nice. And I don't know what we're going to do with Nurk. I don't know what we're going to do with CJ. I feel like something's going to happen this offseason where they're going to want to get Dame Dollar some help. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, but they've been needing that forever, though. Like, why this season? Just because you think they see it now? Or, like, it's just more evident they gave CJ enough time to become that guy, and he's just not becoming it?
I guess so. I don't know. Just because Dame needs that other star. We do need another star. We don't have another star other than Dame, but we got good. CJ can be, and he would have probably made all-stars this year if he didn't get hurt. You know? So, I mean, CJ could be.
It's another thing. It's one. Well, I'm just saying, it's one thing to be a really good player throughout the season, which he was. We know because we had him on fantasy, and he freaking went off for us a lot. But it's one thing to be a really good player through the season, but during the times they need you, he just isn't there, it seems like. He's just gone. Well, this year, at least.
Yeah, this series wasn't good. Yeah. That's why I said his averages would dip. I'm pretty sure dip down. And that's not good. That's not good.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Whatever. All right. Let's start it. What up, cuz?
All right. I was going to say, is it gonna kill our podcast, though?
Nah, what up, cut?
You just wanted to get it out the way.
Yeah, fuck it. We're past it. On to the next one. Now I got to root for Denver. Since we lost to Denver, now I got to root for Denver.
I was going
to
say, because last week we did our predictions, and I said, well, let's be honest. Right now, it looks as if, I don't know if they've lost yet, but Lakers are done, bro. They're out. I think they're about to lose any second now. I don't know what.
I don't know.
I feel like they were playing.
Yeah, I'll look.
My choice was the Lakers and Brooklyn. So the West we just are not very good at right now.
I guess not.
But dude, honestly, like the East it's going to be so fun to watch Brooklyn and freaking the Bucks play this next series, yeah, bro. It's going to be really fun because the Bucks are no joke too, and we all know Giannis is a monster. Like,
how do you say
just
it?
Wondering how Giannis,
they're going to I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, that's it right there. He's a beast, man. I just don't know how. We know Brooklyn's defense isn't the greatest, so I wonder. I feel like Milwaukee can keep up with them in points, but I don't know, man.
I don't know. Maybe Chris Middleton's a baller.
Yeah.
And they got Drew Holiday over there now.
And he's been playing well for them, man.
Yeah, right now Phoenix is up 89-76 heading into the fourth quarter. AD got hurt again real fast.
Dude, AD, did you see what Chuck said about him?
No, what did he say?
Really? He said, I call him street clothes. And they were like, why do you call him street clothes? He's all, because every time I see him, he's in street clothes. He's never in uniform. I'm like, dang, dude, they freaking straight bashed him. It's true, man. We said that before he went to the Lakers, like, okay, that's going to be nasty, but the one thing about AD, Zeffel's always been hurt his whole career, man. He's always freaking hurt. Even when he was with the Pelicans, Zeffel was freaking hurt all the time, man.
It's very injury prone. It's not good.
But in LA's defense, like, if I was a fan, I would say, if he gives me one, I would be happy. You know what I mean? If he gave us one, they'd be happy. And they got one with them. So it's like, yeah. So it's like, you can't be too mad they picked him up, but this is his career, man. He's always hurt.
Yep. It's not good. Fuck the Lakers anyways. Whatever. Now I'm going. I'll go Denver. I don't know. We'll see about this Mav series. Luka's a baller.
Yeah, Jokic, I want to go. Jokic
just reminds me of Dirk Nowitzki. Like the way he plays. Except he might be better. Well, he's obviously a better passer. But he might be better. Like, I don't know. He might be a better down low player too. Like just watching him just tear us apart was insane.
That's 2 years too. He's tore you guys apart a couple times, but he's come up short.
Yeah, we beat him the last time.
No, that's what I'm saying. He came up short, but he's still, like, every time you guys play in the series, he seems to go off, dude. I remember, what was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah, two seasons ago. He was the dark horse in that series.
Dude, that series was so nice when they went seven games. I was like, oh my God, it was one of the best series I watched. But yeah, he balled out then too. They just came up short on that one.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know, man. He's a baller. He's a baller. He just doesn't look like it, but he's a baller, bro.
Yeah. He's nice. He always looks just so tired when he plays too. His mouth is all open.
But what's weird is he plays like that almost all game. So either he's tired all game and he keeps going. During that series 2 years ago, I remember he like broke a record for how much time he played in the game. Like he played some stupid amount of minutes that game, like 40 something minutes, I believe.
Damn.
And good work. When you guys went, didn't you guys go to double overtime?
Went double overtime and won.
Yeah. And 2 years ago. And mm-hmm. I think he played like 40 something minutes in that game, bro. Like it was something stupid.
Yep.
But
well, I mean, I this last double overtime, probably the same amount. Like he was in there, like almost like him and Dame had to play over 40 minutes easily. Yeah. I think it was like, I don't know, but yeah, that was a sick ass game though. The one we lost in double overtime just the, 2 games ago now.
I will tell you that game. Ooh, that game is probably one of the that is one of the best performances I've seen out of any athlete, any sport ever, bro. That was so insane. I just kept screaming like a girl every time you make it, like, I can't believe this fool keeps making this shit, dude. It's what the heck?
Same here. I was like, again, Dame? Oh my God. Like, I was flipping out.
It was like
a heart attack.
When Sophie was in the kitchen, she's all, what? And I'm like, I can't, like, babe, I'm not playing. This is insane. Like, you don't see this ever. Like, this fool keeps draining it for overtime. You can even see Austin Rivers and, dude, they were getting so frustrated because, like, I don't know what else to do. We're just, might as well just foul the guy. You know, right? What are we supposed to do, bro?
Foul him. He's going to get an end one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you can't foul him because he was at the three. Yeah,
too bad we lost that one, too. But that was dope as shit. That was really fun to watch. Good game. At least we got a good series, and we didn't get swept. We got, you know, we took it to six, so whatever.
It's cool because Dame's making – he's definitely making a legacy as one of the best clutch players of all time, probably.
Yeah.
Like, if he continues on this, he probably already made that statement that he's going to be one of the best clutch players of all time. This sucks because he's never going to get a ring, bro.
He'll get one eventually.
With
Portland. They're gonna have to make some kind of big trade involving CJ. And
then you guys you're mad more at the coach right now, but you should be mad at your GM, bro. Like, he needs to go out and make some moves, dog.
I mean, he did do a pretty good move getting Powell. I know you're not. You know, you're not high on Powell, but he's nice. Norman Powell's a nice player.
He's a nice player, but you don't need nice players. You get nice players every year. You're just trading one chess piece for another chess piece every single year.
Robert Covington balled out this year for us. He was a great 3-and-D player. I like Robert Covington. I've had him on my fantasy team like the last few years, and I always just follow him, and he's a good like all-around player. But yeah, we need other stars. Yeah, we're going to need to do something. But, you know, it is what it is, dog. What it is.
All right, so we'll get off that Portland talk real quick. How was your week, though?
It's good.
How's your week been?
Good, man. Just busy running around, working, mowing the lawn, dude. It's so weird now. Like, when I was younger, my dad, John, would get home, and he would like mow the lawn like after he worked all day, and I always thought that was so weird. I was like, why do you want to mow the lawn, like? Just come home and chill. Put your feet up, chill out. He'll go out there, mow the lawn, and be out for like another hour or two. And just now I get it. Now that I'm older, I get home and I want to mow the lawn. Now that I have time to do it, like, I feel like such an old man. Like, I'm looking at the grass, like, I'm down low. Like, how am I going to get this to grow better? What do I got to do? Dude, I mow it and I feed it. Like, I feed the grass now probably like once every other week now. I'm trying to get that grass. So I mowed the lawn twice this weekend. I mowed it on Friday and then Sunday. That was nice.
That seems excessive.
I try to get that nice grass, homie. I walk around the neighborhood.
Mowing your grass every other day is not going to give you nice grass, though.
Yeah, it keeps it. It
takes a lot more.
I mowed it. I didn't mow it as tall or as low the first time, and then I cut it a little lower next time. And then I leave.
Yeah, you guys have a lot different grass, is how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
You guys,
I would say that's how you say different when you're describing something that's different.
Yeah, but I'm saying the sentence wrong is what I'm saying, you fucktard. Your grass is a lot more different than ours.
Maybe that's the right way.
A lot more different.
We're not about grammar on this. A lot differenter. Is it differenter? Our grass is differenter.
What'd you graduate with? What was your GPA?
Fuck, bro. I found out I got to walk on graduation day. Like, after all you guys already planned to come, I had to take a test. Well, first of all, senior year, I took 7 classes. I took one in the morning and one after school, and I had an online class too that my girlfriend at the time actually just took for me. She handled all the online shit for me. Just like, I was like, I can't do this stuff, dog. And then I had to take a test to see if I passed, like a few days before graduation, and we had to expedite, like, send it and have it graded and send back to find out if I got to walk. That shit came in that morning. They're like, hey, the principal came up to me. He's like, congratulations, you get to walk today. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, after
my family's already driving 14 hours to come to the graduation.
All up here too, bro. All up here, man.
Dude, yeah, what would have happened? That would have been so embarrassing for you, bro.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, it would. I mean, maybe not embarrassing, but you. Dude, people like, would have been mad.
Yeah, I would assume people would have got mad. That was a long drive. Hey, it's not my fault y'all wanted to see me come, like, graduate. Come and see
you
me
gave
walk.
Us the tickets, dog. You invited us. Yeah. So you barely graduated. The so day of your graduation.
Whatever D average is, what is that? What's a D average? I don't even know. Shit, that's what I graduated with.
I mean, I think you have to have a 2.0 to graduate, so you probably... Well, I don't even think that, actually.
It's all about credits, had like a, right?
It's yeah, just, it's all about get your credits and shit. Yeah.
Well, I had like 4 PE classes my senior year, and I tutored one at a middle school or elementary school that we were next to. Yeah, that's all I did was physical education. Love that.
Yeah, I was the same way. I did not do very good in school. I remember senior year, like I was low on credits, and they were like, the only way you're going to graduate on time is if you come in like that. I went to a continuation school. That's how bad I was. I didn't go to the continuation school because I was in trouble, which I did get in trouble.
Describe. I don't know what a continuation school is.
Continuation school is usually a school for kids that get expelled and they can't go to regular school, like for fighting or gangs or like whatever.
You're one of those guys. Okay.
But I didn't. But it also was a school for kids that. It was easier. It was a school that was easier. So,
Was it much more differenter than the regular school?
That's not a word for differenter. It was just like, it was usually, like I said, it's more for when you get in trouble, you go there, they send you to the school.
I dated a girl that went to one of those then. Because, like, really? She didn't go to a regular school. I would go meet her at, like, this other alternative. They called it alternative school.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Same thing. Okay. Right. It's like you just get in trouble. You get in trouble when you're not allowed back into the district, the school district. So you got to go to their continuation school.
You're getting down, huh?
No, I went there because I was behind on credits, and that school offered. They offered like all the different. Yeah, I was a dum-dum. So they offered like different. They offered like classes, different classes. You get credits faster. Yeah, pretty much. It was a dum-dum school, but I remember, like, even there, I was behind, and they were like, you got to do some extra classes. I'm like, okay, cool. So what is it, you know? And, like, one of them was you would meet the janitor before school, and you would help him clean, bro. Like,
is that right? He would be like, come follow me into this room, little boy. I'm going to get you those credits real fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grab this broom. No, we call this a broom. Grab right there. That's real nice. Got to meet the janitor? What the fuck?
He said, here's some knee pads for you, bud.
There you go. You want some knee pads, little boy? There you go.
Hey, before I graduated, dog, don't hate.
Hey, you gotta graduate how you graduate, homie. Luckily, you had those knee pads, dog. Meet the janitor.
Yeah, I used to have to go before school. It was me and another kid, one of my homeboys. We used to have to go, and he would have us like mop the bathroom. Dude, it was bad. It was literally for like a month. Yeah, exactly. It was like we're doing his work
to clean up the school and shit.
Swear to God, dude.
I think that's child slavery, bro. You can't do that.
You know what sucks is I wasn't not. I think for you too. Like I wasn't dumb. We weren't dumb. It was more because we're dumb.
Speak for yourself. Don't speak for me. You act like I got. You act like I'm a good speller and I'm good at math and shit.
No, I'm horrible at math. Fool. Like I swear, math is like not good for me, dog. Don't even. I don't know.
It's bad when you have to do math in front of people too, like math, and you're like, fuck. Like I had to do that at work today actually, because like we switched our back office stuff, like POS stuff and like how you ring people up, like the system is all different, and we still have stuff in the store that is like 20% off or 25% or 50% off of this price or whatever, just stickers that say it. So you have to do it on the register manually, and it was like a 25% off one, and I forget the price, but like I went to get my calculator and the guy was like, oh, it's $1.89 off. And I was like, oh, okay, man, well, let me just make sure. He goes, no, I already know. Like, it's, and he even said, like, that's simple math. I was like, oh, shit. And I have, like, a have a name badge on that says, like, right now it says assistant manager because it's not my real name badge. But it's like, oh, I'm supposed to be a manager and, you know, just see what we got.
That's cool. I don't know. It's kind of, I think we have good, we're a good testimony, though, that, like, you probably make more than a lot of freaking people that went to school for 4 years to make good money. You know what I mean? Like, you make good money.
I'm like, all right.
And
I got it.
I could make more.
I got
more.
A sugar mama now. So, you know.
Well, now you do. But I'm saying before, even before, you held it down, bro. You were making money. You guys' house is huge, dog.
So what? We do okay. We do good. But yeah, it's because
Do we want to say how much we got in our bank accounts right now?
Nah, we don't. Do we want to tell other
people? Do we want to tell the people? Let's see how you got more than me, or I got more than you right now.
Nah, we're not gonna tell the people what we got in our bank accounts right now.
Six figures? I'm just kidding.
Easily, homie. Shit.
Easily, homie. Damn, so dog. Yeah, we weren't smart, but we make money though.
We hustle, homie. Shit, dog. That's what we do.
We got money, though. We make more than you college fools did.
That's right. Because we got emotional intelligence. That's what it's about.
We got street smarts, fool. That's what right. It was.
We know how to talk to people and, you know, handle business, dog. Damn.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely had to do some stuff with the janitor. No, I'm just kidding.
Definitely. I definitely had to get those credits.
Mr. Romo? No, I'm just kidding. Dude. Mr. Romo, I'm finally going to come out and tell people what you did to me.
Mr. Romo. Fool, I hope that was his real name, too.
Mr. Romo thought I was a homo. That's good.
Follow me this way, little boy. Follow me this way. No.
Bring your friend. That was cool, though. Too. I was able to graduate just for going to that school. I was able to graduate on time, but I didn't walk stage.
Well, my problem why I had so many classes is once I started, like, I must have started sophomore, like midway through sophomore, and then definitely junior year. But when my homies started driving, like we would meet up at school and then just dip. Like I didn't go like for almost 2 years. Like I would go to school.
That's exactly what I was saying. It homies, was like
dip out.
If you actually paid attention in school, you'd be a lot smarter, dog. It's not like probably. You didn't have the capability to be smart. It was more that we didn't freaking pay attention.
Yeah,
like I mean, literally hard to pay remember
when you weren't there.
Yep. No, I remember literally like, dude, like probably all the way to junior year, like I did absolutely nothing in high school, bro. Not one thing. Like I just went through junior year and I was just like chasing girls, doing my thing, doing whatever. I don't know.
That's right. You must have been driving junior year.
I was driving sophomore.
That's when it all goes back. Our sideways, homie.
Yep. We'll stay up till 2 a.m. I remember my friends, we used to like roll. I had the little Saturn. We told the story about how I had the little Saturn. I was one of the only ones with the car. And I remember, I remember it was raining one night. We used to do this stupid thing.
Nah, I know your story is a lie. It don't rain down there. It don't rain down there.
It was raining. Yeah,
lying, sure. Fool.
It rains. It just rains at a normal rate. Could rain more, honestly. But
yeah, it does. Definitely. Don't you guys go through droughts and shit? It does.
Yeah, not bad, rain, bro. We need more rain. We need more rain for sure.
Can you just take that comment back? Make sure you understand how dumb that was. Go ahead.
Well, what's dumb is saying that Portland was going to make it all the way to
so
the
you're just going to. All right. Yeah, okay. I would never take that back.
No, I. It was raining, and we used to go out in the rain in the car, and I would be driving. I'd go 50, 40, and we'd make a turn or whatever. And I remember just out of nowhere, my homeboys would just pull the e-brake on the car, and we'd just be like, shh. Dude, in high school, fun. Dog. Yeah. That's so stupid, fool. Like, fun I think fun. That. Yeah, it was fun at the time. But the stupid thing was I didn't know it was happening. I'd be driving, and we'd go to Taco Bell or freaking Jack in the Box and get a bunch of little freaking tacos at 2 a.m. looking for parties or whatever. We'd be all calling people like, where's the party at? Oh, it's on the east side or it's on the southwest by Golden Valley, wherever it is. You know, this high school is having a party. We just show up at different parties. Damn, in between, dude. We'd be like looking for food. So we go to Taco Bell. And I remember one time, I was pulling into the driveway of Taco Bell and it was raining, and I was pulling in kind of fast, like stupid, but maybe like 20 miles. I don't know, 20 miles per hour. And I remember my homeboy just freaking pulled the e-brake as I was pulling into Taco Bell. And I remember almost hitting, there was a Denny's right next to, no, it was Jack in the Box. There was a Denny's right next to Jack in the Box on a Wee Patch Highway. And I remember, dude, like I was so close to hitting the Denny's wall, dog. Like, I was so mad after that. I was like, bro, like, I get
can't
it. Like,
if doing that.
You can't do it in a public area, dog. Like, you got to do it on just a random road, dude. But it was scary. It was cool, though. Like, I think back and I'm like, dude, that was so stupid, dude. Dude,
one
so
of the stupidest slash funnest things I did in the car, there's these hills over by, like, in the Salmon Creek area. They're by a WSU campus, but they're big ass hills. If you run through the four-way stop sign, you catch hella air, and then you just kind of, you know, you catch air and drop and whatever. But we did that all the time, fool. We would just go mobbing, you know, like 60, 70, hit through this four-way stop sign. One time we hit through it, and then we got hella air. And boom, the car lands and like kind of turns a little, and we get it, and like it just stops. The engine dies, like everything's off. Holy and we're shit. Like, fuck, what's going on? So we get out. And the key and everything is still on. And homeboy Brandon, my homeboy Brandon was there. And he went in there. We lifted up the hood. And that fool saw that the battery came loose, like the cable. So he just decided to push it back down. And the ignition and everything was still on. So when he put that shit down, it just shocked the hell out of him. And he's just like, ah! And then like drops to the ground, like just shaking. That shit was so funny. But thinking about that, yeah, that was really stupid, going through the four-way stop signs just to catch air.
Yeah, that's 60. Really stupid, bro. Yeah. That's stupid, stupid. Probably, at least when we did stuff, like, it wasn't the chance of freaking...
I had a homeboy one time that when we were getting off an exit, he passed someone on the right side. So, like, in the, you know, like, over the white line, and, like, he was, because like they were, like, yeah, like, because they were going back and forth on the freeway, and he's like, fuck this guy, and he, like, as they're taking exit, and we weren't even supposed to get off the exit, they were just going back and forth, so he, like, hit it on the right side, and we were, like, fucking inches away from the wall, and he just went in front of him, like, oh my god, dog, like, that shit was scary.
Have you ever been in, like, a bad accident? Any type of bad accidents?
I've been in. It's funny. I was just telling my homegirl Caitlin. I call her my work wife. Shout out Keegan and Caitlin. Keegan is her real husband. I'm her work husband. It's a mutual agreement. We're all good. Hella funny.
Is there like what do you mean like work agreement? Like what's the agreement though? Like swingers?
We just keep it. Yeah. We just do swinger stuff. You know stuff like, but only at work. It's only during work hours. So that's when Keegan, like we, like, you know, Keegan and Sam and all four of us, you know, we just do our thing. I'm kidding.
So you just go, you just go in the bathroom at work?
I mean, whatever. You know, we do what we do. At
Bartels, the drugstore?
We do what we do.
Mark's not a swinger. Oh, hey. As far as I know, Mark's not a swinger, yeah, everybody.
You don't know everything.
Mm-hmm. I know pretty close.
Yeah, you know a lot.
Do I know more about you than anybody else?
Yes, other than Sam. Other than Sam.
Really? I feel like I know more than Sam too, bro.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, go.
Can I give my shout out?
Go.
I want to shout out Keegan because he has been holding it down and has listened to every single episode.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate that. So shout out Keegan. Blah,
blah, blah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your wife,
Keegan. Thank you for letting me have a great work wife. I appreciate that.
No, that's dope, though.
I'm Freddie Prince. I'm Mark to them, aka Freddie Prince, aka the whitest Mexican they know. Yeah.
That's stupid.
What's stupid? I can't say that.
No.
Oh, does that offend you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Go. What? Go. No, that's tight.
What did that out? What did appreciate. That out? You just made that real awkward for me.
Sorry.
You made it real awkward. Don't act sorry. Like we're not. We like Mexican food. We like Mexican food, but we don't speak a lick of Spanish, fool. We've already went over this.
I know. I understand that. I don't know what we are, bro. Like, I don't.
I wouldn't say maybe you're
the whitest Mexican. I don't like to consider myself the whitest Mexican just because I don't speak Spanish. That's stupid,
it's just a joke, dog.
No, I don't like it. Yeah. It's a stupid ass joke.
You're stupid, fool. We'll edit this shit out.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. K, go. Shout out Keegan. Thank you for listening. Shout That's out. Super dope.
Damn. I was going to give another shout out too. Now I don't think I want to.
Do it.
I was going to shout you out.
No, what? What are you going to shout out? That I'm half white
and
I'm
a bitch now. Damn.
Okay.
I appreciate you. I want the people to know that I do absolutely nothing for this podcast. I just come and talk to my cousin for an hour and something when we record. So I just wanted to give you a shout out saying you take care of the editing. You're taking care of getting the intro. You do little other random shit and post on TikTok and all that shit. Twatting it. Have you twatting us yet?
Twatting?
Twatting. Twitter? What's, you don't twat?
Nah. Oh, I don't know how to really use
never
Twitter.
Heard that term?
I've never heard that term. Oh, my God. I've never been into Twitter. I've never gotten onto Twitter really at all. Yeah, but you're going to start running the freaking Instagram.
I probably might post every now and then. I don't even think I posted episode 4 on my Instagram.
Yeah, yet. Dude. What kind of shit is that?
I don't know, dog. I'm not big on posting. Like, I don't care. Ask anyone that knows me. I'm horrible when it comes to birthdays, which I'm trying to get better at. I'm horrible when it comes to...
When's my birthday?
Didn't it just happen a couple months ago?
I don't know.
I don't know either, dog.
You seriously don't know my birthday?
Facebook will tell me. February...
Yeah, February, yep.
Yep, February... It's not February 2nd, because that's Sam's birthday.
Nope, but it's close.
February 34th. February 4th.
34th. Yeah, it was February 34th.
Got it. Nailed it. See, it's not fair because my birthday is easy, dog. My birthday is easy. Because you know why it's easy? Because it's basically 4th of July.
Awesome. My birthday is pretty easy too because mine's basically the new year.
Oh, shit. I wasn't even close.
Mine's January 2nd, full the day after the new year, dog. Thanks,
bro. But no one celebrated it like they did with me for my birthday.
February 34th. How many fucking days are in a freaking month?
34th. That was close, though. Damn. That's basically January 2nd. Hey, you're welcome.
February 30th.
Nah, but for real, 34th. I appreciate you taking the time to do all the editing and doing all that shit, because I know it takes a lot of time.
It's fun. As soon as it's not fun anymore, we're stopping.
Well, I mean, I don't do any of that stuff, so...
No, I'm saying like as soon as the podcast is no longer fun and people stop listening, then we're gonna stop and we'll just talk on the phone again.
It's been a good run.
We're not getting
this was great.
Any listeners?
This was great. Have you ever been woken up by your wife to her recording you while you're sleeping? Has that ever happened to you?
No.
I'm gonna play this sound for you. And this is what I woke up. You can kind of hear me at the end. I don't know what I said, but I woke up with her in my face while she was doing this. Scared the shit out of me. Hold on, you ready? Hold on. It's coming.
It's like water.
Hold on. That's our fans.
What the?
That's so cute, isn't it?
What the hell is that? Is that a baby? What was that?
Did you hear that? That was
what
me.
What did you say?
That I said. I don't know.
You're snoring. Was that a snore?
That was my snore, bro. Did you?
It sounded like a baby. It was like it sounded like this to us. I don't know if it sounds like this to everybody else. We'll find out. But it was like.
That's exactly how it sounded. I swear something was trying to come out of me. I don't know if I was possessed or what. She was like, dude, I woke up to her like right in my face. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? Like, I don't know what I said, but I mumbled some shit. Like, and she was like, you were having the weirdest snoring sound. And I was like, nah. And she's like, yeah, I recorded it. And she showed me right then. And I was like, damn. It gave me like the goosebumps to hear that. Cause I was like I was still asleep. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, that's me. Dude, I have a problem. Is that bad? Is that bad?
That's a weird sound. Sophie says that I know, cause sometimes I'll wake up or she'll wake me up. Like I'm either having a dream and it's like a scary dream, and I would be screaming. I'll scream in my sleep. Like, I'll go. But it's like, in my dream, it's such a pretty scream. Like, it's like, you know? But
what are you screaming in your dream? That what's a pretty scream?
Like, who that? Has a, listen, I know, but like, listen. It's like, that's the pretty scream in my dream. But scream. But listen. But when I wake up, I hear myself going, that's how I scream. She's like, she's recording me too. I have to play it one time, oh, but she's God, recording me going that. Like, like I'm scared, and I'll wake up and I'll tell her like, oh, I was being chased in my dream or something, and I was.
But don't worry, scream. Did you tell her? But don't worry, I was giving pretty screams out.
Yeah,
I was being chased by a murderer.
What I'm saying
I was being
is
chased by a murderer, and I was like, it was a pretty scream, baby.
That's what I'm saying. In the scream, it was actually real. It's like,
why do you scream like that?
They're trying to get me. You know?
Why do you scream? That's not a scream of scared. Like, I'd be like, get away.
Yeah, it's a pretty scream in the dream.
I've never heard the term pretty scream either. That's the first for me.
Just saying. Ever,
is that what you tell your victims? Oh, that was a pretty scream. Do it again.
I was the one being chased in the dream, fool. I was screaming because I was scared.
That's where you got it.
It's always like in a dream where I'm being chased or something, or like I'm trying to scream. But the weird thing is always the
dream. Pretty scream.
You know, it's a pretty scream.
I've never told anyone. Wow. Did you guys hear that? That was a very pretty scream. Thank you for that one. Oh, shit.
I
got to hear that recording, though.
It sucks that I talked about that because I'm actually home alone tonight. If my wife and my kids are in Lake Tahoe right now on vacation.
You better. Oh, that's so tight. You better practice your pretty screaming for when someone gets in there, dog.
You know what's weird is all simultaneously right now, like I just told a story about me being chased and screaming in my dream, and then my wife and my kids are gone for the night, so I'm a little scared. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? I haven't stayed by myself in a very long time. What the hell? I live in an okay neighborhood. But and then I just got this ring alert from my doorbell.
Oh, shit.
Like literally right now, I'm going to read it. Can I read it?
Yeah, read it. What does it say?
Let's see. It says, emotion our neighbor detected. Came over to ask if we seen any suspicious activity and that they got broken into. We unfortunately did not see anything, but we did have a young male in a black polo knock on our door around 7:30 p.m. Our ring did not record due to whatever reason. So
you're wearing a black polo, dog. What the fuck?
Maybe it's me. I'm in the dream.
Is that what you're going to be doing tonight?
I'm pretty screaming right now.
Pretty screaming on this. You're setting up your alibi already. Yeah, I'm home alone tonight and I'm scared of this person.
Yeah.
It's all you. Damn.
Dude, is it weird that I'm a little scared though?
No, dog. That's normal.
I'm a grown ass man and I'm like scared to stay by myself.
I would be scared too, especially after that too now. Damn, is that for real? That just really happened too?
Yeah, it just happened. Let me see how far
it says. Take the guns out the safe, dog. Like I told you.
1.6 miles away.
Dude, that's walking distance, homie.
Walking distance.
Yeah. You better sleep with your guns, dog. Just one in each hand, safety off. Be perfectly safe. No, it's weird. I don't like it when my kids and wife leave for the night.
The house is just so quiet right now, bro. It feels so weird. It's 10 o'clock at night that we're recording this. But it just feels so weird because it's so quiet in the house. Like, I might sleep in their living room. I'm that scared, dog.
Next to your big sliding door and stuff? No, you don't want to be right there. You don't want to be right at the entrance when someone comes in and attacks you.
Yeah.
And starts ransacking your shit.
I know.
What are you going to do, though? What would you do if an intruder came in?
I'd probably die because I don't wake up very easy.
You don't wake up easy. That's right. Fool, you wouldn't die. You just wouldn't hear shit. You wouldn't even wake up. Oh, you hear something?
Yeah, I heard something right now. See, now I'm freaking out, dog. I'm freaking out.
What's that behind you, too?
Dude, are you going to be an asshole right now? What seriously?
That, so my thing was that snore. Dude. Let me just tell you, that snore that I just had you listen to, I don't think it was a snore. I'm telling you.
You're having sex? You're having wet dreams?
No. I think I was possessed by something. It was something trying to come out of me, homie.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yep. And I see stuff moving in the back right now. Like, you better be careful, dog. I heard when people get possessed, it's when they're all alone. So, you'll be all right, though. We'll throw some.
I am really scared water. Right now. Thanks,
we'll
bro.
We'll throw some.
You don't understand. Like, I don't even watch scary movies, fool. I seriously don't watch scary movies.
I'm telling you, something was trying to. I was trying to send a message from the other side with that snoring stuff. It sounded like when you heard it, when it's I think it was help, like that.
I'm texting Sophie right now that I'm scared.
I would. Well, you might as well go to your parents.
Should I call her?
Who, Sophie?
Should I call her right now
and tell her you're scared?
Yeah, call hold her. On. Hold on. She's probably already asleep.
Oh, she don't give a fuck. She's without you. She's like, yeah.
She don't care. Let's see if she answers. She's in Lake Tahoe. She's staying at a casino too. Hard Rock, I think it is.
That's cool. With the kids?
Well, yeah. She doesn't even gamble. She don't even gamble, but
what you think she
dude is see like home. So one thing that sucks right now is that my wife wouldn't even know if I died because she don't even answer her phone.
Well, how would you please call her to tell her if you're dead?
Six, one, wow. Four, well, it could be the killer calling her from my phone.
Yeah, that's a nice killer. Let me just make sure I call his wife. You're gonna tell her you're scared? You're not gonna leave a message letting you know you're scared?
No, then she's gonna call back super freaking scared.
What happened?
Yeah, what's going to happen is 3 a.m, she's going to wake up, hear it, and then I'm not going to answer my phone back because I'm asleep now.
Or dead. You know? But the cool thing is we'll get to watch
what
something.
What would you do if, like, I die tonight now, for real, though?
The cool thing is, well, I mean, we'd get to watch. Hopefully, you would get, like, some kind of, like, ID channel thing where they show, like, you know, my goal would be you got killed by, like, a serial killer. So then when they come to you on, like, the ID channel thing, they'll be like, oh, and then they went into this one. I'll be like, I know that fool. I knew him. And then Geeka, our cousin, who's obsessed with that shit, would probably fall in love with the guy that killed you from in prison. So she just wants to learn about serial killers. So she'd be, like, very infatuated with that guy.
I almost feel like Geeka would be the one to come and kill me. Because she's really into serial killers,
I just
bro.
Texted her and said you were alone. So... You know, we're gonna get fucked with tonight. Sorry, man.
You know what's gonna suck, dude, is you're gonna hear in the morning. You're gonna get a call that your cousin died, dude.
Maybe.
Would you cry?
Would I cry? No, I'm a man.
I'll be sad though.
No, I'd cry. I would cry if you died. I would cry. Well, I cried on Big Hero 6 though, so I don't know.
I cried on that movie too.
That shit hit home, dog.
No, it was such a good movie, bro.
It was a really good movie.
Really good movie.
No, I hope you don't die, but you know, you've lived it up pretty well, I guess.
You think so?
You got life insurance?
Yeah. Dude, what if Sophie set it all up?
She's like, maybe. I gotta go to Lake Tahoe with the kids.
Yeah.
I'll be gone for one night, and now she's not answering her phone.
She's gone for several nights, but yeah.
Suspicious. How many nights? How many nights are you by yourself?
3.
Dude, I know what you're doing. You're jacking off everywhere, homie. Don't act like you're not going to jack off in the living room, the kitchen, the office you're in right now. Well, don't act like you. I think you already have, huh? You already jacked off it. Come on. Well, you know, family's not around. You're going to be somewhere else.
Oh, shit. I haven't even got to freaking do anything, dog. Like, I barely walked in and started the podcast from the door.
Damn. When did they leave?
Oh, they left at like 8:30, 8:45, 9 o'clock-ish.
And it's 10:30 almost.
We started the pod at 9:30.
That's two jack off sessions right there. Right before.
Dang, that's pretty good, bro.
Thank God. I get butt naked right as they leave, just phone in hand, start porn hubbing it real fast. Real fast, dog.
I'm alone.
Oh, yeah. Oh my
God.
You would see me slide through, because you guys have the tiles too, huh? I'd be butt naked sliding through like Tom Cruise in that movie. I forget what movie it was, but he slides through, but like, he's not naked, but I would be. I would slide through butt naked, just jacking off and be like, yeah. You've never seen that movie.
I wonder if Michael will come stay with me.
Oh, you're fucking adorable right now. Please call him and say, hey, cuz. He's probably like, you're dumb. Actually, he might be like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good excuse to get out of the house.
Nah, babe, Jay really needs me there tonight. I gotta go. He's flipping out. Take care of the kids. I'm out. You want me to come stay? I'll come over.
Can you please, dude?
I'll be there.
I'm like, I'm not even paying attention to the podcast right now. I'm just looking at the back of the screen the whole time just to see if there's somebody behind me the whole time, bro.
I probably wouldn't tell you, actually.
Well, I'm sure there's some type of delay.
No, there isn't. It's right on cue. You'll be all right.
Please leave your message. Dude.
No.
All of us. Miguel De Leon.
Damn, he sounded so official. You just.
I just gave my brother's original name or government name.
Miguel De Leon.
Nobody will come and stay with me, bro.
Call your dad.
Hold on. I got one more person we'll call.
Who?
My mom. No, I'm going to call Katie. She's going to take it so serious. Watch.
You going to tell her you're on the podcast?
Should I?
No one cares about you. No one answers your phone calls, Doc.
Well, it is 10:30 at night, fool.
It don't matter. Katie's young. She ain't asleep. She's probably like, fuck, Jay's calling. Silence.
She's an attorney, dog.
She don't want to deal with you.
Wow.
You're fucked.
Oh, well, that's it. There's my life, guys.
All right, cool.
It was fun doing this podcast, you know, it was a good time. Hey, really quick though, I got your review on. You ready to start the segment though?
Yeah.
Start that intro.
Hate it, like it, love it. Hey, hate it, like it, love it. Love it, do you hate it? Like it, love it. Love it, do you hate it? Like it. Hey, hate it, like it. Love it, do you love it? Do you hate it? Like it.
All right, we back. Hamilton.
What do we got?
Movie.
What do we got?
I hated it, bro. I hated it, dude.
You're just saying it because what I said.
No, I hated it. Look, listen. Can I give you a breakdown before you get crazy on me, though?
Go ahead.
Let me give you a breakdown.
Yep.
The music was legit fun, dope. The music was super cool. I love that. I love the hip hop in it. I've never really seen a music. I'm not a musical type guy, so I've never seen like a musical or like any type of thing like that where it was like hip hop ish, and that was super cool. The music was tight. All the, like, whatever you call them, artists, what do you call them? Play people. They were actors? Super fun.
Actors? I don't like sure. That's usually what you call those people. Go ahead.
Do you call like a person who acts in a play an actor too? Yeah. Okay. Sorry, fool. Damn,
acting, I don't
what. Okay,
I'm trying to wait for your negative. Why you hated it?
Okay,
Keep going.
My negative is number one is it's more of a personal negative. I don't like musicals. First of all, second of all, the movie is not a movie; it's a musical. Really, I think, and that's one reason why I hated it, because I don't like musicals.
But you just said you liked all the music and the acting in the musical, but keep going.
I thought it was cool for the certain audience. I thought it was good for a certain audience.
Liked the music and you liked the acting. You, not, oh, I would think that this audience that went.
I'm telling you that I don't like musicals, though. I'm saying that it was fun for like a certain person, but not for me.
You couldn't always turn to something.
No, bro. Literally, you want to know how? Hold on. You want to know how long my kids lasted? 20 minutes, bro. And they were like, "Dad, is this all they're going to do? Are they just going to sing?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's what it is. It's a musical. It's not a movie. It's a musical." And
what did you do to your kids?
20 minutes, bro. They were like, "Can we just go to the room?" And they started playing their games and watching other stuff in their rooms. They were like, "I can't do it." I'm like, "You guys don't have to watch it. I have to watch it for the podcast."
I don't know what you did to your kids.
Bro, it was so long. It was just like it's like you're trying to follow a story through music, and it's like it was just too like I don't know, bro. You really have to. I guess you got to be in the right mind frame, the right mindset. You got to sit there and like it wasn't fun for me. It wasn't fun. It was hard to get through the whole movie, the whole act. I got lost in the story. I don't even know what the hell the story was about. I was just enjoying the music.
You don't know it was about Hamilton?
Like, okay, if you're going to... Yes, obviously, dumbass. But I'm saying, if you...
You know, what about the wedding scene? The scene where they're doing the scene where they're doing the toast in the wedding, and they like the girls start singing, and they do the rewinding thing on the stage. Like, that's sick, dude. Like, that's cool. Like, that's cool how they rewinded
it. I'm not hating. I won't... I should say I like it, and I shouldn't
Thank
hate
you.
It.
Thank you.
I would say
I'll
like
take
it
that. See,
because there's some things that I like, but there's some like I like the music. I like the music. It was maybe if it was live, like if me and you and a couple people went to go see it live, it would be a lot more fun because you're in the crowd, you're like into it with other people. Like I think that's what's missing for me. Like I at home, I'm not like, oh, that was sick. Oh my God. Like I didn't do none of that. I was just sitting there watching them do music. And
when
I
saw
like,
that,
I'd rather go on YouTube and watch a DJ scratch, or I'd rather go on YouTube and watch some underground hip hop, or I'd rather go on YouTube and watch some freestyles at Sway in the Morning. Like that to me was like, it's more like something I would rather see live, I guess.
Yeah. I'd love to see that live. But when I saw that, I mean, for me, I used to not think I liked music.
I'll never watch it again.
I've watched it so many times, and
I'll never watch it again.
And I listen.
It was
to
so
the
boring, so boring.
It's so weird it could be boring to you, but you like the music and you like the acting.
Because I'm sitting there on the couch with, like, I shouldn't say I like the acting. I like the people singing. I thought they did a good job singing the songs. That's
like
all I'm saying.
It's like watching a concert almost on DVD. Or I guess
it's a very boring concert because they're trying to tell a story.
Ten Dual Commandments was sick, homie. Dang. The Ten Dual Commandments, just like 10 Crack Commandments from Biggie. Like the way they did that shit, that was tight. Like when I saw the scene of the toast with the wedding,
Hold on. Pause.
You going to get your gun? Oh shit, he's so scared. He went to go lock his back door. God, this guy. For how big and fat and scary looking he is, he's such a punk ass. Okay, he's got his guns now. He's ready. He's good. He's protected now. What's that behind you? What's that behind you?
I went to go check. Somebody was at my door at 10:30 at night.
For real?
Nah, I went to go put the phone on the charger because I can't have a dead phone and die.
I heard you lock the back doors and shit.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, I don't know, bro. It's just Yeah, I like the music. I'll say that. Cool. I thought it was really cool that it was a hip hop musical. It wasn't like some singing music, although they had all types of
good singing.
They had R&B.
That good singing to you?
A lot of it was, yeah. It was more fun, like more. They make it obviously like they're creating they're in a scene, so they're like they exaggerate their voices and they exaggerate their, you know, their tones.
So now you would be down to go see a musical live then?
That would be like probably number 75th on my list of things that I would like to do.
How long is your list?
Oh, hundreds. I would say that's probably more like 275th.
You already said 75th, so I'm assuming
I said 75th of the 200th.
Out of, out of the 200th. That's still pretty good.
No, I'm saying 75th in the 200th. So it'd be 270.
No, you didn't say that, fool, but nice try. Nice try.
Nah, so then I'll lower my list in 100. Yeah, so it's like at the very end.
That's better. Can you give me a couple things from your list real quick?
Oh, I would love to see a lot of people hip-hop live.
No, just in general. I assumed it was like, I assumed that you just had a list of things you like to do.
That I like to do?
That you would want to go try to do one day.
No, I've done a lot of the things that I like to do, I guess. There's a lot of places I would like to visit.
So you're talking about a list of people you'd want to, or things you'd want to see, like musical for over that.
I would never want to see a musical, really. And if I did, that would be the one I would say, though.
So
hip hop one would be one that I would want to see. That if I went to a regular musical, I'd be miserable.
I don't know.
Because I don't like musicals. There's just
something about live music in general, no matter what it is. If it's a musical, or if it's just someone playing on the street, or if it's just whatever, I just like it. Like, I went and saw a rock concert in Boston. Have you ever heard of Boston before?
Nope.
No, neither have I. My father-in-law got tickets, and he needed someone to go with him. So me and someone else went, and me and my sister-in-law went. And it was like a fucking 50-year-old rock band up there rocking out. And like, there was old people, like at least in their 60s or 70s. Sorry if I'm offending any old people right now. But they were in the crowd just like drunk and making out and shit. But I still had so much fun at the concert because it was just live music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know anything about that band at all, but it was just hella fun still. Like, I had a good time. And I'm down to see anything live.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of things are better when it's live, and a lot of things are better when you're with a crowd that makes it better. Friends, you know, family, whatever.
A musical better. We're going to a musical, dog.
I won't go to a musical, bro.
What about
Greatest Showman? I just don't
have
any.
Have you seen Greatest Showman?
Greatest Showman, I believe I've seen it. It was the one, yeah, isn't it like with the...
with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, and they have like a lot of them have some type of deformities or like something that they consider
it's just
people.
A circus. Yeah, Hugh Jackman opens up like a circus.
Yeah, but they pick people with deformities. They either were like they had the guy with the big ears, right? Wasn't there one with the big ears or something?
No, not with big
okay,
ears,
I don't remember
like
that
really,
well. That's how good I like. That's how much
guy,
I liked
like a
it.
Giant. There was there a hairy go. Lady.
Yes,
I just ran
that can
stuff.
Sing the hairy lady mm-hmm. sing right. Yeah. She's saying it.
It's a good movie.
No, it was a good movie. I liked it when I watched it, but that's not a movie I would watch again.
I watched it.
You know me. I'm more real. I'm more real, bro. Like, I like...
I know. I was thinking I was going to recommend a show to you, but then I was like, this motherfucker doesn't like to laugh. So I'm not going to recommend it to you now.
I do like to laugh. It just depends on what. What show is it, though?
Ted Lasso.
It's not your turn to... It's not... Oh, yeah. I think my buddies watch Ted Lasso, and they say say a lot of good things about it.
Yeah.
I'm down to try it. Yeah. I'm down to try it. I'm down to try TV shows and things that make me laugh all day.
You like watching people get shot up and stuff, huh?
No, I just like real. I mean, Ted Lasso to me could be real. It's just a funny comedy show, so I'm cool with that,
could
you know?
Be real. Yeah, do you know... So, like...
No. No, isn't it like
it's a football coach.
Yeah,
who
I was
coached
say
Kansas.
I did.
They hired him to coach soccer that he has nothing. He knows nothing about.
Yeah,
yeah. But he kills it. He kills like the Midwestern. It's funny because one of the first scenes I saw, I sent it to my mother-in-law too. One of the first scenes I saw was Ted Lasso. He just got there to England, and the owner of the team, this woman, asked him how he likes his tea, and he says. She says, how do you like your tea? He says, I don't. I usually send it back because they fucked up on my order. It cracked me up because, you know, obviously, my mother-in-law.
All right, number one, hit the mic. Number one.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is English and my father-in-law is actually from Kansas. And that would be like something he would say to her. So I was like, holy shit, that cracked me up. It's like, it's so true. Like. I drink tea now, though. I'm a tea drinker now.
Oh, I love tea. It's my number one thing to drink. Sweet tea, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll drink the Earl Grey or the... We drink PG Tips teas. I don't know what that's classified, but it would be like...
Here we go. Here we go, guys. Get ready.
What? What? It has milk and...
Vegetarian tea. Is there a vegetarian tea?
I would assume they're all vegetarian. tease because there's no meat and stuff in it. So I would assume. But I like sweet teas too.
But I love sweet tea. Like McDonald's sweet tea is the best sweet tea. You guys have Canes? Yes, you guys have Canes, right?
Kings?
Canes?
No, we don't have Canes.
Okay, cool. Don't have nothing, but they have really good sweet tea too.
So what is it for me then? What's my challenge for the week?
It's going to be another album. I want to do another album with you.
Let's go. Let's go.
And it's Outkast, Atillions. I think that's how you say it. I don't really know exactly how you say it, but I'm pretty sure it might be Atlians, but I'm pretty sure it's AT from like ATL because they capitalize the ATL and then they put Ians. So Atillions.
All right.
Atillions. Got it?
Yeah.
I'm excited. Are you buying it or did you get Apple Music yet?
I already have it.
You already have the album?
Yeah. Of course.
So have you heard it?
Yeah. I mean, I've listened to it, but I haven't listened to it from start to finish. I've heard like, you know, the hits and stuff. But yeah, I'm ready.
Hold on. Cool. Let me grab my.
I like that challenge. Where are you going now, fool? Why do you keep leaving?
Hold on. I want to pull up the album too. Let me pull it up.
This one? This one?
No.
Oh, it's not that one. Then no, I don't have it.
No, I just told you the album name and then you pulled up a whole nother. That's a acumeny. I think that's acumeny or something like
that. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it.
Yeah, they have weird album names. But that album is dope too. I love that album too.
All right, cool. I listened to it. But
that's not the one. That's not the one.
Then I haven't. I mean, I have heard songs from it because I think Miss Jackson's on that one. Saw Miss Jackson. Ooh.
Miss Jackson?
Never met. I don't know the name of the song. That's what he says.
Yeah, no, I'm saying Miss Jackson's on what album, though?
On that Outkast one that you're talking about.
Nope.
You know what song I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, yeah, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a million times.
So it's not on that one.
No. Dude, this album's 1996. That song you're talking about was like 2003, fool. Like, probably one of their later albums.
Okay.
You got it yet? You have to have it. ATL.
I got it right here, dog.
Let me see. Down. There it is.
All right.
That's it, bro.
I got the Apple Music, homie.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I caught that shit right after we ended the podcast.
Dude, about time. So much better already.
Yeah.
That you could just look up any freaking album or song or anything you want to do and you could just listen.
Yeah, dog. Way better. I like not having to pay for everything and just one little monthly subscription.
So I want your honest review. ATL.
Got it.
Ians.
I'm on it. Aliens. I got a good one for you for next week, too.
And should we just both do one every week, or should we keep doing it once every week?
We could do one every week. We can both do one a week.
I don't mind. I feel like you can give me one. I can give you one. They will make the review longer. What do you guys think? Can you guys tell us? Hold on. Wait. They're telling us. Hold on.
You're going to die tonight. Did you hear that?
What's really weird is, do you see something in my hallway in the very back?
Yeah. What is that? I see a purple
light. You haven't
told
me one time that there's like something back there.
Well, you're making me scared now. What do you see? What is it? That shadow? Like, I thought it was just some kind of shadow, but
it's a ladder.
Well, that ain't a ladder.
Yeah, it's a ladder. I don't know what that is. They came and worked on my AC today.
Is it out again?
No, it wasn't out, but it was wasn't working 100% right, so they came and worked on it.
All right.
Like our house, like it was like 106 degrees yesterday, by the way.
Yeah. It was a nice 78 here.
Yeah, it was way too hot, bros. I agree. When it gets above 100, it's miserable. And our house, for some reason, we had it set at like 74 on the thermostat. And for some reason, it wouldn't get under 79. Mm. And so we called the guy out. He
did you try putting ice in wherever you could?
It's an AC full, not a swamp cooler, dog. I'm not broke, homie. You want to pull up our bank accounts right now?
Oh, my God. No, we're not fucking talking about our bank accounts. All right,
go.
All right, you want to pull it up?
You want it?
I'm just kidding. No. So this is what I want you
to do. They were like 50-50 on that, by the way.
This is what I want you to do for the hate it, love it, like it.
Okay.
All right. You're going to find a Thai restaurant and you're going to get chicken pad Thai. And tell me what you think.
Oh my gosh.
That's easy.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to one tomorrow. So that's kind of cool.
Perfect. If you go to that, I mean, what, you setting up side plans with your side piece? You're going out on a dinner?
Yeah,
damn, G, I see it. I see what you're doing. You got plans this weekend, huh, dog?
Yeah, my mom, my sister will be there. My dad will be there. Hey,
they got to meet her, too.
No, tomorrow, sure Katie's walking the stage tomorrow, so we're going. Cool. Shout out to Katie. Dude, that's nuts, huh? We got a freaking lawyer in the family. She's a lawyer, Pastor Barr.
First time, right?
Pastor Barr on the first time.
Congrats, cuzzo. Congrats. So that's smart. Nuts, man. She must have went to school when she was supposed to.
She did.
She probably didn't have seven classes like us. Well, she probably had like three classes and just chilling senior year.
Yeah. I think she's made it. I mean, Asia's done well too. I think she's got her master's. Oh, I know she has her master's and she's a therapist. Yeah, I think she's moving to the schools too, so that's pretty cool.
My sisters, yeah, congrats to both.
Yeah, but just the lawyer.
Does Asia listen to our podcast?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything from her.
No,
damn.
I don't know. I don't know if she listens to podcasts.
She better start. She better start with "What up, cuz?"
I know.
That's not the name of our podcast, fool.
What's the name? Just Cuz. What up? Why do we do this podcast? Just cuz we want to.
That's right. Well,
that's why we named it that.
Hey, when you take a shit at public restaurants, since you're going to a restaurant tomorrow. So after you eat that chicken pad Thai, you're probably going to take a big old
I don't know if I'm eating chicken pad Thai.
No, that's what I want you to get. Chicken pad Thai. It's just like the basic Thai. I'm pretty sure it's pretty basic. That's what a lot of people usually get.
I'm going to one of those places that like cook in front of you.
Oh, then no. You're going to like a hibachi grill or some shit. So it's more like yakisoba. Our Mongolian or some shit. Yeah, yeah. But you're going to... So sometime from now until the next time we record, then you got to find... And I want you to do... Actually, I'll find the one for you.
I'm going to Tokyo Garden.
No.
Tokyo Garden.
How many stars is it?
Tokyo Garden.
Tokyo Garden.
Tokyo Garden.
So I want you to go and get chicken pad Thai and maybe like a 2-star. You like spicy, right?
I like spicy, yeah.
I would either with a 2 or 3-star maybe. It's hard to judge those places when you haven't been there, but yeah. Because I know you've never really had it, and I eat it so much, and you always talk about, damn, Thai again? So I want you to try that shit.
Isn't just noodles? Is it noodles?
Yeah, it's noodles. Has noodles.
I love noodles.
Yeah, there's meat. You can choose your... Okay, it doesn't have to be chicken, so you can choose your own protein. You can do beef, chicken.
Wait, I got an update.
What happened?
The Lakers are out.
Yeah! Fuck the Lakers! Good.
Yeah, I wouldn't... That's exciting. I'm not... Yeah. Okay, go ahead. So, go ahead. Continue.
Oh, so you could choose your own protein, but yeah, back to shitting in public restaurants.
Protein.
General.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Do you, when you drop a deuce, do you put down the toilet, that little toilet seat cover? Be honest right now. You know those little white ones that you... The other question about that, too.
I haven't really dropped a deuce in public in a very, very long time, bro, to be completely honest.
For real? What about work?
Well, my work, at work? Yeah, I shit at work and I don't know.
You don't
shit. But I know we have cleaning ladies that come and clean our freaking... I know it's clean, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's clean when they come clean, but I'm sure there's other people that
shit. Like somebody take a shit before me, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have no problem with that?
We don't even have them at work, so I wouldn't even have a choice. I'd have to put like pieces of toilet paper on it.
Do you wipe the toilet paper, or do you wipe like the seat or anything, or you just go straight to it?
I mean, I just go straight to it unless I see that it's freaking dirty or something. Then I probably wouldn't even shit in there because I'd be disgusted.
I don't understand where the hair comes from. Have you ever got up from taking a shit and you'll see like hair on the toilet
from
seat?
Your ass, fool?
But it would be like long, like you know what I'm talking about though, right?
Yeah,
like, you
from know your ass, dog.
My ass hair are that long, homie. Like
yes,
I'm just
they
like,
are.
How did it like get there? Like I just don't get it, dog. I just it makes no sense to me.
Well, from your back, from your hair, or from your ass?
Something weird.
Yeah.
So
there's definitely times where I'll go to the bathroom, I'll see like some random hair on the freaking toilet seat. It grosses me out every time, bro. Like,
you wipe it before you sit, right?
No, I just sit. It's,
Of course
I wipe it, fool.
You're right. You just sit, dog. You're like, fuck it. You just blow it. I'm good.
I feel like that's what you do because you did that so perfect.
All right. That's it. I go back and forth, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, it depends how bad I got to shit, first of all. It has to get to that point. I shit in public. I have no issue. Like, I'll go in Target or wherever.
I've never done that. I've never shitted in, like even restaurants. I've never done that, bro.
What? You've never shit?
If we're on the road somewhere and I have to go, we'll stop at if we're coming from out of town or something and I'm like screwed or something, then yeah, but that hasn't really happened in a really long time.
I took a shit at Target like 3 days ago. It was a Costco. I forget where it was. That's how often I shit in public. Like, I have no shames, dog.
It's not about shame. I just, like, I don't know. My body is not, like, it does. Like, I never have to shit. I'm not, like, shopping at Costco. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, no.
You never get a poop that comes on? Oh, no.
Just, wow. I go hide my basket in the corner in an aisle where nobody can find it and just run to the bathroom. No, I've never had that, bro. I'm sorry.
Damn, crazy. That's crazy.
So you just like, you go grocery shopping, you're like, oh no, this is not good. I gotta go.
Gotta go drop a deuce. I'll be back in 20 minutes.
I never do that. You got a messed up body, bro. Your body ain't working with you.
Yeah, I know. Especially after all those Cheetos. So with the toilet seat covers, though, you know how they're like kind of attached, but it looks like you're supposed to rip them. You know what I'm talking about? All those white ones.
Yeah, like the middle part of it or whatever.
Do you rip them or do you just pee through it? For real, that's a real question because that's what I've heard. I heard you're not supposed to rip them.
Well,
I think I told Sam, she's like, you rip them? I'm like, yeah, I tear it apart. Like,
well, what's really weird though is like, I don't understand why you would be putting those on the toilet seat to take a piss.
No. When you're taking a shit, do you not go both?
You just pee through them?
Well, like, yeah, because if you're sitting down and you don't rip it, you don't go pee while you're shitting?
Oh, dude, this is, hold on. Okay. Hold on. That's the DJ in me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was good. I've
never been a DJ, but all right. Here's a question for you.
Okay.
When you sit to take a shit, but you also have to piss, do you sit to take your shit and piss at the same time? Or do you pee, like, do you sit down, piss, and then take a shit?
Like, what comes first? Basically,
no, not what comes first, but like if you have to take a shit and you have to piss, do you sit down on the toilet, piss and shit, or whatever comes first? Don't matter, but do you sit down to take a piss?
Well, I sit down to take a piss in general, but yes. Yeah, I'm a sitter, dog. I think I've already disclaimed that. I've never heard you say that, but you just
sit down like, I got to take a piss. I'm just going to sit down and take a piss.
I'll sit down and bust my phone open and pee. Yeah. I sit down when I pee. I have no shame in that at all, dog. Yeah.
That's so weird. But I have heard, like, that's the reason why I stopped and did the EJ. The EJ, what the heck, my son?
What?
Did the DJ, when I did that. The reason why is because I've heard of people saying, like, oh, I had to take a shit, but at first I took a piss real quick, and then I sat down to take a shit, and I'm like, do you stand up and like take your piss real quick? And then you're like, oh, I got to take a shit. And then you like flush toilet and then start with a new one. But no, I think people do that. I would probably flush
the toilet though. If I went pee and then decided, oh, I got to take a shit, and I decided to stand for this pee for some odd reason, I would probably flush the toilet before. And I don't know why. I think I'm afraid
the
poop, like, it might get on, like the pee might get on my butt or something. You know what I'm saying? So I would flush before I shit. But now thinking about it, like if I pee and I shit, that could still happen too. Oh shit.
Yeah, you're fucked.
I'm gonna have to flush every time I pee now before my poop. Damn. That's a whole nother thing now.
Mind blown.
Yep.
So your ass has just been dirty. You either got poop or pee on your ass, one of the two.
And a lot of hair apparently too.
I don't know. I sit down and I take a piss and a shit. I always gotten used to courtesy flushing. Do you do that?
No. For who?
Who am I?
Just I don't know.
Shit's that big that you need a flush?
For myself. Uh-oh. You see who it is?
Yep, I see.
Phone call. Should I put her on the pod? She might get mad, bro. Maybe hold on.
Just ask her first.
Hi,
what up, cuz?
Doing the podcast.
Oh, you said you were scared, so I got scared.
Tell her she's on, fool.
I'm scared.
You're on the podcast, babe.
And he is scared.
So funny.
Babe, I called you because Mark, we're doing the podcast and I'm doing it in the office area and he keeps telling me there's like ghosts behind me and there's things behind me. So I'm like getting really, like I'm seriously freaked out now.
Tell her about the ring alert too. Don't forget about the ring alert.
Okay.
At the same time, like he started telling me about the things in the back and at this very same time I got the ring alert. Did you get that ring alert? No?
She ain't fucking with you right now.
Turning the air on
because
it's hot
in here. You kind of sound like a ghost yourself.
I know. Is she drunk? Is she drunk?
She can't hear you, Mark.
Ask her if she's drunk. Ask her if she's drunk.
Are you drunk, Mark said? Or are you having a good time without me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's laughing.
Of course she's having a good time without you.
Okay, I'll call you later.
Okay, love you, bye. She was asleep, bro.
She's going to be pissed, fool.
She was so asleep, dude.
Looks like you got some editing you need to do.
Should we take that out, you think?
Edit that shit. No, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I don't care. That's up to you.
Anyways.
Yeah, so shit and...
No, I sit down and I shit and I courtesy flush. Oh, that's what we're saying.
That's what you're saying, courtesy flush. That's right.
Yeah, I courtesy flush. And you're saying, like, for who? For me, bro. I don't want to sit in the freaking bathroom smelling my shit as I'm taking a shit. I just courtesy flush.
Do you flush?
Another thing is, too, as you're sitting? I don't know if this is something that happens to you, but my balls will just sink into the freaking water if I'm sitting there for a while, dog.
Your balls aren't that big. Don't act like your balls dip into the water. Are you telling me right now, your balls are so big and hangy that they dip into the water?
Dude, my balls have touched the water in the toilet. Has that never happened?
No, dog. You must have extra water in that toilet, homie. My balls have never touched the water as I'm shitting. It's never happened. No matter how long, fool, I sat on the toilet. I've sat on the toilet till my legs get like numb where you feel the tingly, and my balls still have not touched that water.
I'm sorry, bro. I don't know, but my balls will dip in the water, dog.
Holy fuck. Really? You're teabagging your shit water? I can't believe that.
I swear to God, dude. I thought it was going to be so much more common than what it really is.
I don't know whose balls have done that. You're the first I've heard of. Dude,
Sophie just texts me and says, I have no idea what just happened. I'm half asleep. Hold on, she sent me another one.
Oh, shit. That's awesome. Is she asking about your balls?
So, seriously, like, I'm not playing. That happens to me. Like, it's when I sit for, like, maybe, like you said, for a long period of time, bro. My balls will start. I don't know, dude. You never, like, gravity plays a thing in this, right? There's no gravity, dog. You don't have heavy-ass balls? I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I don't have big old hangy balls, I guess. I thought I had decent-sized balls.
Have your balls dropped?
I mean, they definitely have, but they haven't dropped in shit water. Not yet.
Yeah. I know it's not just the level of the water because it's happened at work. It's happened several places, dog.
All right, cuz you got big balls. Our hangy balls. I guess hangy is what.
Old wrinkly hangly balls. I don't know, dog. You're going
to step on them soon.
But that's another reason why I courtesy flush, because I'm not trying to have my balls just kicking it in some shit water. Dude,
has your balls accidentally grazed poo then, is what you're telling me?
No, I hope not. Like I said, it's not every time I take a shit, my balls are hanging in some
water. When you courtesy flush it, are you still sitting there?
Well, how do you sit? How do you sit, though? Do you sit leaning forward?
When I'm pooping?
Yes. Or do you sit straight up, like, lean back?
I mean, I don't think I'm properly sitting up, but I'm not. Why would I be leaning forward? Is that why? Are you leaning forward? Are you, like, trying to hurry and get off the toilet? Or why are you leaning forward?
No, like, I'm sitting, like we're sitting now. Hold on.
Let's see. I've never been asked, how do you sit when you shit? Yeah. Like, I just...
You're sitting, you just sit, and you're just, like, you're just on your phone forward, like, on your phone a little bit.
Yeah, you're kind of hunched, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I hope you don't sit straight up. That'd be awkward. That's, like, serial killer stuff right there.
I might.
Just sitting straight up, like...
And I use the potty squatty.
Oh.
Maybe that's the other reason, because my legs are up a little higher.
I really would love to, like, I wish we were more popular, because I would love to do a poll and see how many people... how many guys' balls dip into the water or don't dip in? Like, is it a thing?
I guess still pull it and we'll find out. I don't think it's a thing, but I don't know if it's not a thing.
Because if it's not a thing, then I got a problem.
I mean, how do you bring that up to someone? Hey, buddy, I just took a shit and my balls tapped the water. Has yours done that? You know what you find out? Some of the things you and I talk about doesn't seem like other people.
Like, I don't even know if this is appropriate for the podcast. Fuck it.
I mean, shit, it is what it is. That's funny, fool. No. I did find a gray pube, though, finally.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Dark gray one.
Mm-hmm. And right before
the podcast, actually, I was like, man, that shit is white. Like, wow. I left it, though. I'm going to leave it. Makes me feel distinguished.
If you go gray, will you leave it completely gray, like even on top of your head?
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah, I will. I can't wait till I go gray. I'm looking forward to getting old, dude.
That's weird, but okay. Yeah.
No, I like it. Because then I have an excuse to be as lazy as I am. They'll be like, oh, he's old. That's fine. Leave him alone. I'm like, yes, leave me alone. I'll turn my hearing aid off when I don't want to hear people. Like, that shit's sick. We'll get our discounts for being old. We get to eat dinner early. Don't get judged for eating four dinners. Can't wait.
Interesting. Interesting points.
I'm probably going to be super selfish when I'm old, probably. I mean, I think I love my grandkids a lot more than I've actually liked my kids. And I'll spoil the shit out of them.
I feel like that's how it is with every grandparent. My mom and dad are so good to my kids. And her mom and dad are good to our kids, too. Like, and then you hear stories about her life growing up with her mom and dad. And you know our stories growing up with my mom and dad, at least. My mom was a great mom.
Yes, she was.
But... My dad was, he was aight when he got older, when I got older.
The only thing I don't like is about being old is when, like, remember, do you ever go to grandma's and you get there and there's that, like, candy, like, old lady candy, like,
she
all stuck together
has
in
candy,
that bowl?
Bro. Yeah.
I'm going to have good shit. I'm not going to have that nasty old candy, old lady candy. I don't know. I don't want any of that stuff. I think I'll have, like, full size, like, candy bars and shit, you know, like just sitting in a bowl. They'll be like full size Three Musketeers, full size Reese's Cups, something cool like that.
Yeah. Or just like, well, our grandma, I mean, Hot Cheetos. Just put our grandma on blast, but she just didn't have the money to buy full size candy bars.
Hook it up. I don't care. I end up full.
She just had a little peppermint candies.
Yeah, damn, I want that good. My grandma, when I used to go to my grandma Mary's. I remember she would buy, like, remember when hamburgers were hella cheap at McDonald's?
Like, yes. When they, 89 cents.
Like, even cheaper. Like, I'm pretty sure they're, like, 50 cents or some shit. Like, she used to buy, she would stock up on hamburgers from McDonald's and put them in her freezer. And then, so, my cousin would come over for sleepovers, she'd bust that shit out, microwave them. We would have, like, hamburgers, chips and salsa, leftover pizza. She just had, like, all this food for us. And all we did was just eat and drink horrible soda all night and watch movies while she just sat there and smoked cigarettes and drank her Pepsi. It's like, this is the best. That's what I want, fool. So I'm going to have frozen McDonald's hamburgers for my grandkids. Love that shit.
That's disgusting, bro.
I remember them being really delicious.
Really?
Yeah, dog.
That's not good for you, bro.
What's not? Why? You can freeze anything and it's fine.
Oh,
can you pay attention? We're doing a podcast.
People are walking in front of my house right now.
You're being so fucking rude right now.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Damn.
Oh, I want to hold on.
When I talk to you,
what are we at? What are we at? Hold on. We're at an hour and 23. Hold on.
It don't even matter. I'm pretty sure when we talk, you don't even pay attention, and I don't appreciate it because one time we were talking, and your ass was watching Kevin Hart workout videos where we were talking. You're like, oh, I wasn't paying attention. I was too busy watching this Kevin Hart workout video, fool.
Really? I've never watched a Kevin Hart workout video. It must have been like a TikTok or something. I don't know.
I don't know. You were obsessed with him. You were like, man, he looks good. Damn, look at how he looks that shit.
I'm like, what are you talking about? That 5'3" man.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's hilarious, dog.
Fucking, he is funny.
I like him. See, that's one thing I would like to do a lot, though, is go to comedy shows.
Dude, that'd be fun. I saw Dave Chappelle live once. Dave Chappelle.
Oh, that's really good.
Aziz Ansari. He was sick.
Did you love his show? The Dave Chappelle show?
Yeah, it was super fun. It was super fun. He talked about some random shit, too. He talked about getting ahead from an old lady wearing a helmet at one point. It was so random. Yeah, dude.
How old would you go?
Say that again.
How old would you go?
How old would
you
I
You understand
go?
The question. Stop acting like you don't understand the question.
I thought you were trying to ask me how old was I when I went. And I was like, what are you talking about?
No, how old would you go?
How old would you go? If I was like, hypothetically, if I was single.
Obviously, fool. I'm not telling you to go there now, dog. We're both married. We understand.
I mean, I don't know. If they look good, and I don't know what I'm. I would say 50s probably. Maybe mid-50s. If they look good, they look good, and they fucking, I'm cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you could just look at
pictures. How old would you go?
Probably, like, yeah, the same thing, probably. It depends on how they look, dude. Like, if you see a picture of Jennifer Lopez today, she looks freaking amazing, bro.
Yeah, she does.
She's like 50-something years old, so.
J-Lo's so hot. That's a different, though. That's rich hot.
That's rich hot. Yeah, there's definitely a different. Yeah, I got called out because last week we were talking about the whole God and how he created people perfect, and then he created us. But
who called you out?
I got called out because I said Jason Derulo's girlfriend was super hot and God made her kind of perfect, and then somebody had sent Sophie pictures. It was like a friend a friend of ours that listens to the podcast. She's been pretty faithful on our podcast, which is super cool, and she sent Sophie pictures of Jason Derulo's wife before she got money. And she was like, like kind of jacked up. Yep. I mean, she still looked fine, but she was not as perfect as she
your
comes
teeth
off
better
to
than
look.
Hers? I bet your teeth were better than hers, huh?
Nah.
Before she got rich. You got those sparkly whites, homie, that we talked about. Yeah, look at those. Damn. Those are straight, too. Yeah. Dang.
No, you know I need to pull my wisdom teeth, bro, so bad, but I'm scared to do that.
I did it without even going under. They just fucking numbed up my face and my inside of my mouth. I heard them popping that shit out. I was wide awake. You hear like it go. It just comes out. I'm like, he's like, got that one. I'm like, damn. And then my wife didn't even pick me up after I got it done. And I walked home. I think I was talking to you when I walked home after that shit. You remember
really? That? Yeah, I got my room people.
Yeah, because and they were telling me I wasn't supposed to talk, but I was like, fuck it. It was like a 15-minute walk home, so I'm pretty sure I called you and talked to you about it. Remember there was like a bum sleeping on the bench as I walked by? I was talking about how it was
ghetto. Oh, I do remember. Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how a real man does it. Go ahead and go get him pulled. Don't go under. Just get the shot in your mouth and then walk home, homie.
I ain't doing that, fool. I probably won't even get him pulled because I'm scared. I don't play that crap. I don't like needles in my mouth, dog.
How often have you had needles in your mouth?
Every time I went to the dentist as a kid, yeah, I feel like. Sure.
I didn't really go to the dentist as a kid. I didn't start really going to the dentist till I was like, I don't know, 17, 18. Like, I didn't really go as a kid. I don't remember much. Maybe that's the problem, too, is I just don't remember much of my past sometimes.
That's how Michael is. I always be like, you remember that one time we were lighting straws on fire on the side of the house? And he's just like, no. And I'm like, dude, I sound like a liar because of you half the time, dog. I'm trying to tell stories to our girls, like make us look all cool and stuff. Like, remember that one
lighting
time?
Lighting straws on fire is the example.
No, I was about to give another story about how we knocked out, you know, four Chinese guys that were doing kung fu on us.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, at the park, I remember dude. That. Yeah, it was pretty dope.
Damn. Yeah, were they black belt, red belt, or what?
I think they're yellow belt.
Oh shit.
Yellow yeah.
belt? And you must have been blue belt then.
Yeah, I was about I was silver belt. Michael was the green Power Ranger.
Oh shit. Let's handle business.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, we tore him up, bro.
Once you go silver belt, you never go back, homie.
Never
silver
go belt back,
forever.
Dog.
Silver belt forever, dog.
Yeah.
Damn.
Really cool. So that never happened. But hey, speaking of that, really quick though, before we end this pod, I wanted to do a little thing where you tell two truths and one lie. And we have to, because we talk so much, we're really close to each other and we know so much about each other, we got to tell two truths and one lie. And we have to guess what the lie is.
Okay.
So
we're making these up right now too. We're
making them up off the top of our heads because I don't even know. So I'm already struggling on what mine would be. But
okay,
you want to go first? Okay, you go first.
All right, let me think.
You can take your time too. Don't
then it's just gonna be all. Then it's gonna be all quiet on here.
Well, I mean, take your time and think out loud. You know, talk.
Okay. But. Here's one. I lost my virginity behind the dentist office. Okay. I let me think. Two truths and one lie. Golden State Warriors was my second favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
Third one. I've been to Las Vegas 6 times.
So dentist office was the first time you had sex behind a dentist office.
Do we get hints or something?
No, I'm thinking because I remember the first time you had sex was with a homeless lady.
Oh my god.
So
shut up, dog. What are you saying? So dumb. That is not true, by the way.
I'm just kidding.
She did have a really nice cart, though.
It was kind of true, though.
Back, it's like, it was we don't back
know,
cart.
We roll don't back. Know if she was 100% homeless, but she was definitely somebody you didn't know. Just kidding. Do I have to edit that?
No, I don't care.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure you did have sex behind the dentist office, so I'll say that's truth.
That is truth. Yes.
He did have something wrong with this woman.
Not homeless.
He was only 14. She didn't have a shopping cart, but she had a cart.
Oh my god, fool. She didn't have any of that. Jesus. All right, next one. Right. Go.
Your next one was Golden State. Oh yeah, that was definitely your second favorite team. So the lie is Vegas 6 times.
That is the lie. That was easy, huh?
That was kind of easy. I mean, I was a little confused about the dentist office because I wasn't sure like if it was a dentist office, but I knew it was outdoors, like outside, like behind a public place. Yeah, it was a
dentist office. Okay. Sorry for anyone that's listening to this.
Okay. Want to shout out which dentist office it was? I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Shout out Gentle Dental. Oh shit!
Oh, right, it was go. At night though, right?
No, it was not at night. It was,
Golly,
I don't. Dude. It wasn't night. I know that, but it wasn't. All right, go. You go.
All right, let's get off the
top. All right.
First, I lost my virginity at 13.
Okay.
Second.
That's a lie.
My favorite. Are you going to go with that?
No. Not yet. Okay. I'm just messing around.
Okay. My favorite sport to play growing up was baseball.
Okay.
I busted my head open at 10 years old and had to have 16 stitches.
I feel like that's true. I don't know. Okay, so do you know someone that busted? How did you bust your head open?
Okay, can I redo that last one, please? Oh, I had to redo it.
Come on.
I busted my head open. I kind of lied. Sorry. I busted my... I was thinking as I was saying
Do you not know how
it.
To play the game?
I know. Sorry, dude. Sorry. All right. It's first time
oh
ever.
Oh, my God.
I busted my head open at 9 years old, and I had 6 stitches.
So you just exaggerated the truth is what you're telling me? Well, I don't know now. All right. So you lost to Virginia at 13 years old. You think you're a pimp. You always talk about how you pulled women's.
Women's? Like golly.
You act like you did. I'm going to say that's true.
Nah, that's a lie.
Damn, that was the lie?
That was the lie.
After I just said what I said? Damn. Okay, well, fuck.
No, dude, heck no, I didn't do that.
So you, oh, no, no, that'd be horrible. That's horrible. No,
13, fool?
13? No, dog.
That's too young. All right, let's play one more time.
No, I'm not playing again. You one more play
time.
Another one?
Wait, one more
just
time.
You or both of us?
Both of us. One more time.
I want to know the story about how you hit, busted your head open.
I don't see the scar. It's right on my forehead.
Oh, I see those fucking wrinkles.
All right, well, there's a scar in there.
All right, cool. Cool story. Okay, let's go.
You know there's rocks in the front of our house?
Yep.
You remember those rocks? They were like in the front on the Chandler house?
Mm-hmm. Like the stone.
Yeah, they were like stone rocks. And the flower bed in front of the main part of the house was actually made out of like stones or whatever.
I remember. You fell and hit your head on that?
Yeah, nice. I was playing in the front yard and hit my head on that.
Who pushed you? It's probably fucking Michael, huh?
Yeah, dude. He was... You know, me and Michael growing up fought a lot because we were a lot different. We're super close now, but we were a lot different growing up. And every time we would fight, I would beat him up. Like, I always won the fights. But there was a point where he would turn... I used to call Michael Psycho when we were growing up because there was a point where he would get straight bonkers, crazy, want to kill you, dude. Like, and I would get scared at that point because he would be like... He would go full, like, bite you, kick you, damn. Scratch you, do whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
So anytime he want to fight, it was because of that. So one day we were out front, we were fighting, and yeah, he pushed me.
He said, fuck
almost
you.
Killed me. No, I do have a crazy story that doesn't happen today very often, but when we would fight, this only happened, I think, once or twice, but when we would fight, my mom and dad would put boxing gloves on us and make us go in the backyard and fight each other.
You mean they don't still do that?
No.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, shit. What'd you hear?
My dog.
Is that why you should do that with your kids? I think that's a good idea. Fuck it. Let him box it out.
And we used to like go at it, dude. I remember, I don't know who got what, but one of us walked away with a bloody nose and one of us walked away with a black eye on one of them. So we gave it to each other. And I remember like when we'd be fighting in the house, but then when they would make us go in the backyard with the gloves on, like to duke it out or whatever, we would be like crying, like, I don't want to fight him. Like crying, you know what I mean? And then it'd be like one of us would end up swinging. I don't remember who would swing first, but it was probably him because he'd be so pissed off at me that he'd probably hit me first and then we'd actually start boxing with gloves on.
Hell yeah. So what to
just
do it.
Crying. But crying.
All right.
An hour 36, bro. That's way too long.
Are we going to do another one? You wanted to do another one.
Do it.
All right. So, all right. First one is... I've stepped on two separate occasions. I've stepped on a nail.
Mm-hmm.
One time, senior year, all of our friends, we all went bungee jumping. And last one, the first time I jumped off a falls, like jumping off a ledge into like fall, like a waterfalls or whatever, like the water is, I didn't actually jump. I got pushed off when I was like 15. I got pushed off this, like, I don't know, 20-foot drop or some shit. Scared the shit out of me. There you go. Which one's a lie?
Dude, there's two that I feel like are a lie, but.
Doo-doo-doo.
I'm going to say the two nails are a lie.
Nope, that's true.
Damn it. Okay, the being pushed off of the freaking waterfall.
Nope, that's true.
Damn it! You've been. I thought you've been bungee jumping.
Nope, I was the only one that didn't get to go bungee jumping.
Oh,
I was not have the money? 18 yet. No, I wasn't 18. Oh. All my friends were 18 except me. But funny story about the bungee jumping. I don't know if I ever told you. So like they do two jumps, right? They do one where you jump off front, like with your, you know, going out frontwards, and then one going backwards where they kind of push you off. And so my buddy Miguel was doing the second jump. And as he was getting pulled up from the first jump, the instructor pulled out this broken rope and was like, as I push him off, I'm going to throw this rope out. And all you guys yell, no, don't go, don't go. Pull. He got pushed out and he threw that rope out and everyone's like, no, don't go, don't go. And he fucking got so scared. He started waving his arms. Damn, hit the mic. He started waving his arms like, ah, and he did that pretty scream like you were talking about. Ah! He fucking thought he was going to die, dog. It was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
I would have been so pissed, bro. I'd have been so pissed. That would kill my whole. That would have killed the whole experience for me, bro. That would have been so scary.
Oh, dog. We just made that. We just made it that much more like exciting for him, dude. He thought he was gonna die. Like, how more exciting could you get than that?
Dude, that's super scary. Nah,
that was fucked up. That was the instructor's idea too. Like, that shit's fucked up. You know,
that's jacked up, bro. I would never go again.
Oh shit.
That's crazy. All right,
you go.
My two or my three. The first time I met Sophia was she was an usher at church. You know the usher is the one that takes the plate. Oh, sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm a godly person, remember?
I don't know about that, but she was doing the offering going down the aisle. Coming down, and I was like, damn, that's a big old booty.
And everyone looked at you because everyone was praying right there.
I didn't say that, but I was like 15, and she was walking down the aisle, and she was older than me. That's you the first knew. Time I...
So that's a lie. You didn't know her when you were 15.
Okay. And then...
Okay, next.
Second one is I stepped on two nails.
What the fuck? Are you still in mine?
I stepped on two nails. One on the roof and one on the floor.
All right.
In the same day.
In the same day? Okay.
On the same day. Okay.
All right.
My third one is...
You went bungee jumping with some friends?
No. No. I was in a car accident at 16. With no other car.
So you hit something else. All right.
It was a single car accident, which was me, obviously.
I'm going to say Sophia. Because you didn't know her when you were 15.
That's the truth. That's the first time I ever seen her was at
when
church.
When you were 15?
Yeah, fool. I was going to church at 15, dog.
No, I believe you, but
we weren't dating, but that's the first time I seen her.
All right. Damn. That's crazy. I didn't know that. So what was the lie?
You want to get another guess? You got two more.
The lie was you didn't step on nails.
Okay, I didn't step on nails.
Yeah. So I was like, you just stole my story, fool. I did step on nails twice.
I just figured it'd be hard for you to think that's a lie if I retold it. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a little
super easy.
Well, you didn't get it, so obviously it wasn't easy.
Oh, you're right. I didn't get it. Well, I didn't think you met Sophie when you were 15.
Yes, that's the first time I seen her, met her, kind of. I don't necessarily wouldn't
How'd
say
you
we kind of
meet her.
I mean, I didn't go up to her and be like, hey, my name's Jay. I'm a little 15-year-old boy. You're hot.
Is that not usually your pickup line at 15? Yeah. Nah. Hey, I'm Mark. I'm 15.
Actually, There's a funny story behind it is that MySpace was the thing back then. Yeah, and MySpace. I went in MySpace, messaged her. And I was like, hey, seen you at church, blah, blah, blah. Super cool. I don't know what I said exactly, but I remember her writing me back saying, like, sorry, you're too young. I'm not interested. It's just something like that.
Shut down.
Yeah. I was 15. Guess what? 2 years later, homeboy, I was in them jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took 2 years, worked on it. No, I'm just kidding. She's not going to like that I said that. But yeah, for sure. I did write.
That's a good way to end it right there.
Yeah, I did write her at 15, and she was like, nope, you're too young. And then 2 years later, we met, like, actually met again for sure, for real.
I totally thought we started hanging out. I did write her at 15. Not like that writing.
How you always, like, your mind, I don't know what's wrong with you. Like, your mind is you always dirty. You said
it,
dirty.
Not me.
I wrote her, like, on MySpace, fool. When you say wrote, you don't all
you didn't say wrote.
I said write her. Right. I write her.
Yeah, so it's I don't your even fault. Think
that's correct grammar.
I don't think that is either, fool. So it's your fault, dog.
Cool. Yeah. Hour and 45. Right. This is the longest pod, bro. We talked about shitting. We talked about my balls being bigger than yours. We talked about a whole lot of stuff. Super fun. Dude, too late. I haven't even took a shower, dog. Gotta go take a shower.
Better, yeah, go wash those feet, fool. Good luck. Yeah. Hopefully you don't die.
Well, I get to wash my feet in the sink because nobody's here. So that's
yeah.
I probably
I would just not do it in the shower. I would wash your feet in the sink before you got in the shower.
Yeah,
just for the fact, and jack off while you're walking to the bathroom.
Whoa, yeah,
I'm telling you, I would be jacking off.
Whoa. All right.
I mean, that's what you do when everyone's out of the house, dog.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to episode number whatever this is. We forgot. I think it's 5. Is it 5?
Yeah, it's 5.
Episode 5. Make sure you listen to that Outkast album for our next episode, and I will make sure to eat some Kung Fu chicken. And is it Kung Fu?
I mean, you can get whatever chicken pad thai you want. You can get chicken, beef, pork, whatever.
Okay, chicken pad thai. Pad thai. All right. Checking out, Kezo. We'll see you later.
See ya. Hit me up.
Yeek.